The Iraqi government, which of course wants us out of there, says that 25 civilians have been killed. I'm sure that Joe Biden and company couldn't care less. How dangerous? You can take us back to one of your historical examples in the LBJ, the awful LBJ years. How dangerous is this tit for tat? Oh, they killed three of ours. We're going to kill 25 of theirs. And they killed another 10 of ours, and we're going to kill 300 of theirs.
Well, Judge, it helps to have this color hair because you've been around a while, okay? Now, this is a really historic week.
You're a pet, Ray.
Well, your hair is going to get like mine, Judge.
Oh, just, my hair is like yours, but somebody takes care of it once every two or three weeks.
Could I have that number, please? I could use it.
She's very good at what she does.
Well, listen, you know, I was involved back in the early 60s. I was watching Vietnam from a Soviet foreign policy point of view. People would ask me, how do the Soviets look at this? And I would say, well, the Soviets don't have any influence in North Vietnam. Why? Well, because they sold them down the river at Geneva in 1954. Even if Vietnamese know that, the Russians will give rhetorical support. But back to the point here, on February 7th, so almost exactly, 60 years ago, February 7th, 1965, Our base in Pleiku in the central highlands was attacked because the perimeter defense was left to the South Vietnamese, okay? Seven U.S. Soldiers were killed, about 100 wounded, okay? So what happened? LBJ consulted within 12 hours, fighter bombers off to do damage and retaliate. Oh, we'll show those Vietnamese. The Viet Cong, 3 days later, struck again on a seaside resort, which was then a Viet Cong strong point, and killed they killed lots of U.S. soldiers. And so that's what we did. That's how we taught a lesson to the Viet. Now, you know how this went down, tit for tat. That was 60 years ago. 40 years ago, Ronald Reagan, in contrast, was asked to bomb the hell out of the Middle East and get involved in the Lebanese and all those wars, okay? And 241 U.S. soldiers, Marines, were killed in the barracks in Beirut. That was in October 1983. He paused. He thought for several months. And then finally he said, I'm not gonna do this. This is stupid. This will get us involved with no end plan. And look... And on February 7th, 1984, he said, look, we're pulling out of there. Get those Marines the hell out of there. We'll put them on nearby aircraft carriers. But then, of course, 3 weeks later, they were taken home.